top score. Nadim was being naughty. He brought a plastic scorpion to school. "Look at my creepy crawly," he said. The scorpion had big claws. "Its sting is awesome," said Nadim. "It's awful." "Mrs. May is a good sport," said Chip. "Let's put the scorpion on the floor and call her." "Mrs. May," called Craig, "there's a creepy crawly on the floor. It came in the door."
"It looks like a scorpion," said Nadim.
"It's enormous." "Look at this poor scorpion," said Mrs. May. "Its claw is missing. Look, a claw has fallen off."
"I'll keep it in my bag for today," said Mrs. May. "It's time for you all to settle down."
At morning break, Craig got out his top scorecards. He had a new game called War Force. Craig gave out all the cards. "The card with the top score wins," said Craig. "Let's play." Korex the Gaul was on Craig's card. Nadim had Hawk the Norman. Chip had Orgon the Roman. Wilf had Thorkel the Viking.
"Look, Thorkel has horns on his helmet," said Wilf.
"Vikings didn't have horned helmets."
"Yes, they did."
"I thought they fought with axes," said Chip. Just then, Mrs. May saw the boys.
"No, they fought with swords."
"What a morning," she said. "I think the cards can go in my bag with the scorpion."
"Find out about the Vikings. You can all give a little talk to the class."
Craig looked up Viking helmets.
"You were right," he said. "They didn't have horns on them."
"What's more," said Nadim, "they had swords and they had axes. I'm not sure they had horses."
"Here is a Norse story," said Craig. "Thor was the Viking god of thunder."
"I'll draw a Viking hut," said Chip. "This hut has straw on the roof."
Chip did drawings of Viking huts. Craig recorded a Norse story. Nadim made a Viking ship. Wilf drew what Vikings wore.
The boys put a display on the wall. They gave a talk in the hall. They had lots of applause.
"Tell us more."
"You four boys did well in the end," said Mrs. May. "Sorry we were naughty."